PRMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we return from the break in our move around the country with the NCF, now we're going to be talking about moving around the country for baseball with our next guest. This portion of the program is sponsored by another new sponsor, LearCarry.com.
Yeah, and we all know what the coronavirus has done to travel, as well as severely damaging the economy. And with everything else like inflation happening out there right now, a recession may be coming. And a Federal Reserve survey just reported that dating back to the 50s, whenever inflation and unemployment have hit today's levels, history suggests a recession may be near. The team at Lear Capital shared with us how investing in physical gold and precious metals can be a viable strategy against what's coming. And now we want to share this opportunity with all of you.
You know, folks, smart investors, they're buying gold and precious metals for two reasons. One, gold can be a great hedge against a recession. And two, the closer a recession gets, the more your gold could be worth. Join us and talk with our team about owning precious metals for your own savings and retirement accounts. Right now, you'll receive up to $10,000 in free bonus coins based on the value of the gold you purchase. Just visit LearCarry.com for more information or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, with spring here and Major League Baseball back almost a month now in full swing, how many of you are planning to visit a few ballparks to catch a game this summer? Well, we're certainly eager to get to a Yankees game, and our next guest did something that we think is going to be of interest to many baseball fans out there, traveling to every team's ballpark to experience unique stadiums and environments. For today's Personal Connection segment, here's Tim Malcolm, who's joining us on that show hotline from the Houston area.
Well, the Houston area is getting some action today, Mary, on the show. This is the second time we're headed there with a guest. Timothy, nice to connect with you. Welcome to the big show.
Oh, very nice to be there. Thanks, Robert, Mary.
Really nice to have you aboard with
us.
So listen, all right, as a lifelong baseball fan who played some in high school and then early in college, I actually had a sports business in my early 20s that got licensed by Major League Baseball. I had the opportunity to travel to every baseball park around the country. I haven't been to some of the newer ones, you know, since that time, you know, such as Milwaukee or Minneapolis and Pittsburgh comes to mind. But here's what we know. Every city is unique. What I love about the ballparks is they're also very different. So as a Yankee fan, I'm certainly biased to Yankee Stadium. I also appreciate Dodger Stadium. I know you grew up a Phillies fan. Citizens Bank Park is a major upgrade over Veterans Stadium, certainly. So I wonder, what connected you to baseball, Tim? And you know, what made you want to put together the book, Baseball Road Trips?
Well, it's funny because growing up in Philadelphia, going to Veterans Stadium, I thought that every ballpark I would go to would look that shabby and that mediocre. And then my dad took me one day to Camden Yards in Baltimore after that opened. And not long after that, I went to Fenway Park in Boston for the first time. And suddenly the world just opened up for me. And I thought, my God, you know, this sport I love so much. I, you know, grew up loving baseball. Being able to see it at different ballparks that are much better looking than Veterans Stadium, like that is like what I want to do in life. So I basically made it my life to try to see every ballpark. And then when this book opportunity came along, I was a writer already. It was just the perfect marriage of those things. So it's a dream job for me, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great book. We took a good look at it this week as we were prepping for this. So I'm also a fan. I'm a big Yankee fan. I grew up going to games with my dad. I didn't play, and I'm not as big a fan as Robert is, but I do love baseball. So I want to head to Chicago because last August, Robert and I were out there. We featured that city as part of our Let's Go America tour, and we had the opportunity to go behind the scenes at historic Wrigley Field. So back to your point about the beauty of some of these stadiums, that's a fabulous stadium, and I think the Ricketts family has done a great job building up the area around the ballpark. Chicago, of course, also has the White Sox. They'll get mad at me if I don't mention this, who play in the new Comiskey Park, which I think is now called Guaranteed Rate Field or something like that, something sponsored. But, you know, Timothy, since you did grow up on the East Coast, I'm curious, what's your reaction to baseball in Chicago and Wrigley Field?
Oh, my God. I went to Wrigley Field for the first time and actually had the opportunity to be on the field. And so I stole a moment to go all the way to the wall and touch the ivy, because what an amazing experience to be able to touch that famed ivy that's been around for, you know, several decades, right?
Yeah.
But also the area around Wrigley Field, that entire Wrigleyville area is so brimming with life. So many clubs and bars and places you can go to meet new baseball fans before and after the game. And you're right about Wrigley. That Gallagher Way area that they opened up in the right fields area over the past couple of years is fantastic. It's great for families, especially if you're bringing kids. You have a couple of hours before the game and you want to get a bite to eat or something to drink. There's also some places for kids to run around.
Yep.
It's a great little spot there.
It definitely is.
And then, you know, not to, you know, devalue Guaranteed Rate. That's a great park as well. I think very underrated. They also have one of the best beer selections in baseball. If you are a beer fan and you want to have a good drink at a ball game, Guaranteed Rate has this great place called the Beer Cave. It's down in right field. It's kind of under the bleachers in a way. It has an incredible selection of beer. I'm talking about hundreds of beers and things that you can't find at regular ballparks, especially Chicago things.
Right.
Like, it's really great to have a local beer at a ball game, and
so,
Chicago has one of the best selections.
So speaking of beer, let's go to St. Louis. That's another place where we've enjoyed a beer and a fun day of baseball. And I can still recall we took both of our sons to the new Busch Stadium pretty soon after it opened.
Yeah. And it was the inaugural season.
Yeah. And the city loves their Cardinals. So any thoughts on that location, Tim?
I mean, yeah, it's a great park because they were able to take the old Busch Stadium and some of the things that people liked about it, they kind of retained that, but they also opened it up and made it more character. They kind of, it really kind of replicates the character of the Cardinals. It's very sort of strong franchise that's been around forever. It's got the colors. It's got, you know, this sort of heft behind it that's really cool. And they built up this great area in the left field area called Ballpark Village, which has restaurants and bars. And that's something that a lot of people
It's a great feel when you go there. And just really, if you're a baseball purist and fan, you have to go to St. Louis, no question about it. But somewhere I want to take you right now, the West Coast, they've got some interesting places to enjoy baseball. I particularly like Petco in Park in San Diego. Pac Bell, SBC, or AT&T, as it was called, is now Oracle Park in San Francisco. It's another good one. It's certainly a night and day upgrade over the old Candlestick Park. You know, but yeah. Seattle's also created a really fun location with Safeco after years of that old cavernous kingdom. So of those three parks, Timothy, you know, Petco in San Diego, Oracle in San Francisco, Safeco in Seattle, all cities, by the way, where this show is being heard right now, you know, which do you recommend to show fans to go experience?
Oh, that's a tough one because they're all really great. I think my favorite of the three is Oracle in San Francisco because that location is incredible right there on the cove where the balls can splash into the water. And, of course, you have the kayakers out there trying to get the balls. But they have a great food and drink selection, which I think is very true for all three of these parks. What I love about Seattle is they have a lot of great seafood. Mm-hmm. So you can get clam chowder and things like that. Also, I had grasshoppers at T-Mobile Park, which is one of the coolest things you can have over the ballpark.
Really?
And that's right. You know, it is T-Mobile, as you're saying that. I'm thinking the T-Mobile Arena we've got in Vegas. But also, you're correct.
Yeah.
That's
where the grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers. They only sell, so it's at Edgar's Cantina, which is after Edgar Martinez, great Mariners Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. They only sell 300-plus a game, and that's because his average was, I think, 317 lifetime. So it's like 317 cups, and they give you a little cup of grasshoppers, and they're actually very delicious.
Yeah, as a Yankee fan, we could never get him out. So, all right, well, listen, we're talking about dollars, listen, because, you know, certainly attending a Major League Baseball game, it's not easy on the wallet. We know that.
Right.
You know, a trip to visit all 30 parks, like we were talking about right here, takes a lot of coordination, some help from Mother Nature as well in some cases. Where did you find maybe to be the most reasonable in terms of cost and activities to do inside the park to keep fans busy?
Yeah, I mean, some of the ballparks in the Midwest are actually great for that, like a Kansas City. Milwaukee's great. Milwaukee has great kids areas. There's also great tailgating scenes in both cities. So if you're looking to kind of save a little bit of money and maybe meet a friend or two and have a hot dog before the game, like that's a great option. Also, in Arizona, Chase Field, where the Diamondbacks play in Phoenix, they have a really great kids area up in left field. So it's very inexpensive. You can get a family plan. You get all the food you want for a very set amount. It's very low. That kind of stuff's great. And then in the book, there's every park, you have tons of tips for how to save money at each park. And we try to tell you like where you can find the cheap tickets and things like that. So be sure to look at that because there's always a deal to be had when you're going to a baseball game.
Well, I want to talk about deals.
Yeah. Real quickly, before we run out of time, Timothy, I just want to just have you touch on spring training games because although it was abbreviated with the strike this year, we think that's a great way to experience baseball. Quick thoughts.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Go to Arizona because all of the ballparks there are within a very, very small area there. So you could basically hit two games a day. And if you go for 3 or 4 days, you could just have a ball, like watching a bunch of baseball games. And in Florida, it's really nicely partitioned so that you can go to the West Coast, Tampa area, go to the beach, go to a couple games. The teams there are very competitive. It's a fun atmosphere. People love going down, so it's always very rowdy.
Key words that you're saying, fun. Listen, this is America. It's a great sport. Folks, the book is called called Baseball Road Trips by Timothy Malcolm. It's a complete guide to every team, every city, everything you're going to want to do with
specifics. Lots of travel info in there. Yeah.
Pick it up at your favorite bookstore or online. Timothy, listen, I know your Phillies are not off to the best start this year. The Texas teams are kind of struggling, but there's a lot of baseball to be played through October, so your book's going to help a lot of people enjoy it. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Robert and Mary. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. That was fun. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mary, there we are with a little baseball talk. And
He likes the game just a little bit, right?
Just a bit. Exactly right.
Fun.
Fun book, folks. Mm-hmm. All right. As we pause for some sponsor messages, Mary and I are going to get ready to move from balls to rocks. Red rocks, actually. Thanks for being part of our national broadcast today, everyone. The show returns after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.